Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And we have been looking at the little phrase, two words, in Christ. And I hope I've convinced you, or really that the Word of God has convinced you, that to be in Christ is a position that has many promises and also spiritual and physical blessings and benefits. We've been looking at those two words, in Christ, the last few days, and have seen many blessings and promises given to those who are in Christ. Well, we as Christians, we should be the most thankful people in the whole world. We celebrate Thanksgiving along with the unbeliever here in this country, but our Thanksgiving should be every day because God is merciful every day. He is kind every day. He provides every day. He gives grace every day. And he has provided a way of salvation to all who come to him on his terms and meet his demands. Well, a few years ago, I wrote a tract called Coming to God the Way He Demands. And that last phrase there that I said, that he has provided a way of salvation to all who come to him on his terms and meet his demands. I think I'll probably go over a little bit out of that tract here today. But before that, I want us to see some other scriptures in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 5, starting with verse 10, says, He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And so here we have the word believeth, which is a continual. It's one beautiful thing about the ETH. It's in the Old English, it actually has a reason there. It means that it's continually going on. It's not just I believed one time, but I am believing all the time. Every day I'm believing. And it says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. So it talks about believing here several times. And our true believing will produce true actions. And they just do. Whatever we believe in, our life will change according to how we believe. And that's for the Christian and for the non-Christian. If somebody doesn't believe in God, and he really doesn't believe in God, he's going to live a life that is very, he just doesn't care about God, and it's would usually be a very wicked and perverse life. But let's go on. Verse 11 says, And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Well, did you catch that? Eternal life is in his Son. We've been looking at in Christ or in Jesus. And eternal life, it says here, is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. So here it says that if you have the Son, you have life. That life is in the Son, and eternal life is in the Son. If you have the Son, you have life. And so how do we have the Son? Or how can we be in Christ so that we have eternal life? Well, Jesus said to his disciples, follow me. And Jesus, he didn't just preach about salvation or being saved. He did some of that. He told people to repent and different things. But he said, come to me, follow me, because Jesus is salvation. So when he said, come to me and follow me, then as they were in him or following him, they had salvation. Jesus also said that if you love me, keep my commandments. He said also in Luke chapter 14, verse 33, whosoever be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. And also in Luke 9, 23, let me turn there. Luke 9, 23 through 26. Okay. It says here, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So this is what, if any man would come after me or follow or come to me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So here's some conditions here. We need to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow Christ. And he's going to go and explain this a little bit. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. So here you have your life. I'm talking to you on the phone here now. You have your life. What is your life? Well, it's everything that you can put my in front of. My reputation, my house, my family, whatever you put, you can put my in front of, is what your life is. And Jesus said, whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And what does he mean here? I believe what he means is that we give up our own life, our own plans, our own dreams, our own visions, and we look to him, and we ask him, and we ask him to guide us, and we give up our old life. That doesn't mean we divorce our family or anything like that. We love our family. We take care of them. But if there comes a point where it's between our family and what Christ wants us to do, we follow Christ. And that's where he even said that if you wouldn't hate your mother and father and wife and children in your own life also, you cannot be my disciple. But he means choose there. The word hate can be used as a choice, choosing. That you would choose rather your family over Christ, or you would choose your own life over Christ. You would want to do your own will instead of what Christ would want you to do, what Jesus Christ would want you to do. So that's your life, and that's what it means to deny ourselves, is to deny our own way and follow him. The first day in this series, we looked at Isaiah 53, and it says, all we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Sin is just us going our own way, and so Jesus here in Luke says that we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Christ. It says also, verse 25, for what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in the Father's and of the holy angels. So we must lose our life. He also said in Mark 8:34, a few verses there, Mark 8, starting with 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So this is talking about your soul, our soul, my soul. And it's saying that if you're going to lose your soul or you're going to save, whether your life is going to be saved or you're going to be lost, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, oftentimes people have given just their love of drink and or their love of drugs or their love of whatever it may be that they exchanged their eternal life for those things because they loved their pleasure more than they loved God. Verse 38 says, "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And so this is what I believe it means to be in Christ, is when we forsake all and follow Christ, when we give him our life, when we surrender, when we repent of our sins and get clear from the sins of our past, that we repent and turn from those things. This evening, my wife and I were reading in Deuteronomy chapter 10, and we read these verses here. Verse 12, it says, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes which I command thee this day for thy good." And then skipping down a few verses, it says, "Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart and be no more stiff-necked." And that seemed to be repentance, what we talked about there this evening, that that verse 16, circumcising the foreskin of their heart would be the same as repentance. And really that's what Jesus and the New Testament tells us too, is to forsake all, to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, love our neighbor as ourselves, repent of our sins, and surrender our life to Christ. That is what it means to be in Christ, I believe. And in this little track, I have it broke down that, first of all, we are all sinners. And I share a few scriptures there. We need a Savior. And I share some thoughts about our need for a Savior. And that Christ is the Savior. And that we would believe, we believe in what God has provided for us as a Savior. There would be repentance, and there would be counting the costs. And then receiving the Lord Jesus. "But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And then confession, therefore, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can't be a true Christian and keep it a secret, but you need to confess with our mouth. And so those are some of the things what it means to be in Christ. It's selling out. It's being sold out to him, living our life for him, and just giving him our whole life. So God bless you. Thanks for listening today. Lord willing, we'll continue what it is to be in Christ tomorrow. Thank you.